Report: Israel warns nothing to discuss with Biden if Iran deal renewed. By Deborah Brand on January 21, 2021. If President Joe Biden re-enters the Iran deal, it could trigger a crisis in U.S.-Israel relations, an Israeli television report citing a very senior Israeli official said Wednesday. If Biden adopts Obama's plan, we will have nothing to talk about with him, the official said, referencing the Obama-led 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran. Biden has vowed to re-enter the deal. Soon after Biden's inauguration, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a video statement congratulating the new president but urging him to continue what his predecessor, Donald Trump, had started, and confront Iran. He said, "President Biden, you and I have had a warm personal friendship going back many decades. I look forward to working with you to further strengthen the U.S.-Israel alliance, to continue expanding peace between Israel and the Arab world and to confront common challenges, chief among them the threat posed by Iran." According to a report by the Jewish Insider, Robert Malley, who served as a national security official in the Obama administration, may be tapped by Biden for the role of special envoy on Iran. Under former President Barack Obama, Malley was one of the most enthusiastic proponents of the Iran deal. He was also initially kicked off of Obama's first presidential after reports emerged that he had met with members of the Hamas terror group. Malley was later brought on as a top Middle East advisor, and in that capacity spearheaded the administration's failed approach to the Islamic State terror group. Malley was also critical of the killing of top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani as well as the November killing of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, the mastermind behind the country's nuclear weapons program, saying the assassination would make it all the more difficult for Trump's successor to resume diplomacy with Iran. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on Wednesday hailed the end of tyrant Trump's ominous reign, which, he claimed, caused problems for the whole world. Trump's maximum pressure campaign against Iran, which included crippling sanctions over the regime's ballistic missile program and other rogue activities, followed his withdrawal from the nuclear deal in 2018. "A tyrant's era came to an end and today is the final day of his ominous reign," Rouhani said in televised remarks. "Someone for whom all of his 4 years bore no fruit other than injustice and corruption and causing problems for his own people and the world." Biden's pick for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, claimed Trump's policies had made Iran more dangerous. He added Washington sought to enter a longer and stronger agreement. "If Iran comes back into compliance, we would too," Blinken told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday. He added the matter of Iran's ballistic missile program, which was not addressed in the 2015 accord, would eventually be dealt with but that at the moment we're a long way from there. Blinken then said, "The reality is that the world doesn't organize itself. When we're not engaged, when we aren't leading, then one of two things will probably happen. Either some other country tries to take our place, but not in a way that advances our interests or values. Or, maybe just as bad, no one does, and then you get chaos. Either way, that does not serve the American people. Humility and confidence should be the flip sides of America's leadership coin. Tehran has demanded the U.S. lift sanctions before it would comply." The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi, this week said his country is producing half a kilo of uranium enriched to 20% purity per day, constituting a clear violation of the nuclear deal which stipulates enrichment of no more than 3.67%. His remarks follow an announcement 2 weeks ago that Rouhani had given the order to achieve 20% uranium purity at the underground Fordo facility. "Once 20% purity is reached, it is a short technical step for centrifuges to obtain weapons-grade 90% enrichment or even higher." Britain, France, and Germany, which comprise the European signatories on the deal, on Saturday warned Tehran has no credible civilian use for the uranium. "The production of uranium metal has potentially grave military implications," said the three foreign ministers in a joint statement, calling the enrichment the latest planned violation. France's Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian last week also warned Iran aimed to acquire nuclear weapons and blamed Trump for allowing it to happen. The Trump administration chose what it called the maximum pressure campaign on Iran. "The result was that this strategy only increased the risk and the threat," Le Drian told the journal Du Dimanche newspaper. This has to stop because Iran and, I say this clearly, is in the process of acquiring nuclear weapons capacity, he said. Ladurian added it was of utmost urgency to tell the Iranians that this is enough and to bring both Iran and the United States back into the nuclear deal, from which the Trump administration withdrew in 2018. Iran also informed the IAEA started work on uranium fuel for a research reactor in the capital of Tehran, the UN nuclear watchdog said on Wednesday, constituting the latest violation of the nuclear deal. The moves are part of a wide-reaching campaign to avenge Fakhrizadeh's killing, which Tehran blamed on Israel, as well as in response to Trump's sanctions. The violations are also perceived as leverage for the new American administration to re-enter the deal. According to a report last week by Israel's Channel 12 News, the Biden administration has already unrolled its plan to return to the nuclear deal and has begun holding quiet talks with Iran.